help with the smell, I said. I glanced at the sky. Relief seemed unlikely any time soon. Tide grunted. He raised a hand. Something was up. He was on his toes, nostrils flaring. His head moved in little jerks as he tried to hear something. I froze. This was his business, his expertise. I heard it too now. Scratching from within the dugout. Months had gone by, and still I had no clear idea why Long Shadow and Sing remained among the living. They kept farting around. Croaker and Lady would regret not having disposed of them quickly. Lady thought they might be useful. Someday, somehow, somewhere. Better find out what it is, I said, with no enthusiasm whatsoever. This kind of thing always meant trouble. What happened to Uncle Doge? He might be handy to have around if something happened. I wasn't carrying anything but a little three-ball bamboo stick. Tai Day stepped over to the headquarters company woodpile, now serviced by Shadowlander peasant contractors, and selected a yard of kindling with a burly knot at one end. He gestured me forward. I slipped down and yanked on the door of my former home. Not Ion Singh, the living saint of the deceivers, tumbled into the twilight. He'd been kept inside for a long time. He was naturally dark-skinned, but had acquired a pasty, maggoty coloration. Maybe Lady was doing more than just keeping him locked up in his own filth. She could be subtle when she wanted. She just didn't want that often. Tai Day bopped him on the noggin. Poor old Narayan. His life had not gone well for a long time, and the son of a bitch had earned every second of pain. Bet his goddess snickered whenever she thought about him. Half of his torment would be the waiting, knowing that someday Lady would take time to offer him some specialized, personalized, unloving attention. Let's be real careful, I told Tai Day. Tai Day grunted. He wore the ultimate Wang Bao stone face. Totan had not been forgotten. Don't even think about it, Tai Day. Lady would roast you. Besides, there's more of them inside. And they're all worse than Sing. I meant worse trouble, but it didn't turn out that way. Both Long Shadow and Howler wore hobbles and metal gags. Long Shadow hadn't eaten well since his capture. A starved sorcerer is a tame sorcerer, I guess. Covered with filth, Howler and the Shadow Master barely had the strength to crawl into the light after, they thought, Narayan had opened the way. Even famine had not yet tamed them completely. A point worth keeping in mind. Tai Day remarked, they were supposed to seal off the kennel side. Don't look like anybody bothered. Keep an eye on them, without breaking anything, or anybody. I'll be right back out. Tai Day grunted again, in deep disappointment. We'll get our turn, I promised. Smoke was still inside. He'd looked so bad for so long, he didn't look much worse now. His clothing had decayed into rotten rags. He was chained. One chain trailed back into the darkness. The others had been chained, too. The guys had shown that much sense before they took off wherever they went. Somehow, the villains managed to get loose. I wondered if they would have dragged Smoke any farther had they had the strength and time to manage a successful getaway. Might have been amusing to watch them return to a world that had changed completely during their holidays. I stepped over the little wizard.